Welcome back to another episode of On Your Terms with Sam Vanderweelen. This is Sam's marketing manager, Margot, here to tell you that today we're bringing you an amazing episode with Sam from our content archives at Sam Vanderweelen LLC. We hope you enjoy this short and sweet episode, and we'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming of On Your Terms in a few weeks once Sam is back from her time away. Enjoy the episode.
So today I want to talk with you about a comment that I got from somebody about why I tried to save money. This was a comment about me saving money at the grocery store, about like something I like to do so I don't waste. And they responded by saying, "Why do you care about saving money? Doesn't your business make a ton of money?" And I was like, oh, that is such an interesting comment that has so many, I mean, let's like put the comment aside, but that is such an interesting comment that has so many things baked into it that I think are so important for you to hear about growing your own online business. So yes, my business makes a lot of money, right? But number one, your business's revenue is not your income. Let's all just like let that sink in for a second. Your business's revenue is not your income, right? So unfortunately, I think that a lot of you have been served a lot of really crappy marketing over the years from people bragging and telling you about how much money their business is making and talking about it in a way that is synonymous with their income, right? And making it, people will often, I see on Instagram, refer to themselves as millionaires because their business made $1 million. If your business generated $1 million in revenue, you are not a millionaire. Your business generated $1 million in revenue, right? So that is like a really annoying and very like loose part, I think, of online business, is that people are very, I don't know, like deceptive with this kind of stuff. So I say all the time, if you ever listen to my podcast or something On Your Terms, or if you've been here, you hear me say all the time, you are not your revenue, right? And I think that's really important for people to accept early, because you need to have that mantra as your business grows, as your business goes through tough times, as your business is like exploding. It doesn't really matter whether you're doing great or not great. You need to understand that you are not your revenue, because your self-worth is not tied up in the amount of money that your business is making, right? And the amount of money that your business is making is not your income. And I'm going somewhere with this. There's a point, I swear. Okay. The second thing that was interesting to me, thinking about when somebody told me, why do you care about saving money or like budgeting? And I don't even budget, actually, to be honest with you. I don't budget. But this was something about like saving some money on like reusing something. And she said, why do I care? Because my business makes money. I thought the second thing is that as an attorney, I thought, well, that's interesting, because you have a fiduciary duty to your company, right? When you own your company, if you have an LLC, if you have any kind of company, you as the owner of that company have a fiduciary duty. Essentially, what I want you to think of, it's a fancy legal term for essentially like you're the mama of your business, right? And just like a regular mama, you have to protect the crap out of that business. It is your job every single day to protect it. The business is bigger than you. It's something that's outside of you. And the business has needs that are different than your personal needs. You have to do what's best for your company, right? When you own your own business. This is something that I haven't even talked a lot about. I could talk about more. Maybe I could do a podcast episode on this. But it's something that I feel like gets a little overlooked, in that when you have your own business, you owe a fiduciary duty to that business. That means treating it, you know, in a financially responsible way, right? Not treating it like a personal piggy bank, not using it for bad purposes, like all kinds of stuff, right? It could also mean eventually like letting certain employees go because it's not financially healthy for the company and you need to do what's best for the company. So I want you to remember that when you own your own business, you owe a duty to something that's larger, right? This fiduciary duty to your company. The third thing that I wanted to, that I thought of when this person said to me, why do you care about saving money if you make a lot of money, is that I thought, when did people dominate the conversation? How did this conversation get like ripped away from us in online business, that it's bad to save money, or it's bad to waste less, or it's bad to like be thoughtful of it. Like, I remember one time hearing about seeing somebody on Instagram talk about how terrible people are who like clip coupons or who like love to clip coupons or love like savings thing. And I was like, first of all, time out. Let's talk about the privilege behind being able to say something like that. Two is like, since when is that bad? I mean, why is that bad? That doesn't mean that you have a bad money mindset. And I really don't like the message that that sends you as a business owner, that the idea is that if you make a lot of money, you're supposed to start not caring about it and be wasteful. That's kind of the message that I took away. I don't know what you think, right? But like, what's the message behind that? Is like, oh, if you make a lot of money, you should just like completely stop caring and just spend willy-nilly and like not, of course, maybe you don't have to sweat the small stuff as much. Money is like beautiful in that way. It's a big privilege in that way. But I don't think that it means that you can't be somebody who cares about saving money, right? And there might be, you know, even things within your business that you're spending money on. I see it a lot in my own business now, that people think that because the business makes a lot of money, that I should be wasteful. Like, everybody has an opinion about like what I should do with it. And so it's just interesting to me that you will face that as your business continues to grow. Okay, the last thing I wanted to bring up about what this reminded me of, and then it was so funny that I got this comment about why do I care about money, and then also saw yesterday that Vanessa Lau had a YouTube video on this topic about, well, partially on this topic, about growth versus lifestyle business. And I was thinking about how in our industry, what you want to think of is that whether you want, and there's no right or wrong answer here, whether or not you want a lifestyle business or a growth business, right? A lifestyle business is a business that you have that supports and funds your lifestyle, right? These are the businesses where it makes sense that when your business generates a lot of money, that people equate it with income, people equate it with their money, or they think that if their business made $1 million, that makes them a millionaire, which it doesn't. But that's what they think, right? Because it's a lifestyle business, and essentially the business's purpose is there to generate their lifestyle. It's there to buy them cars and buy them meal prep services and buy them a house or renting big houses in California or whatever it is, right? That's a lifestyle business. It's not a right or wrong. It's not a right or wrong at all. What's wrong about it is the way that people, I think, market it, right? And like not being upfront about that and not saying like they are a little deceptive about it. But there's nothing wrong if that's what you want to have. Like if you just want a business that makes your life more comfortable, something that will fund you to be able to take personal training sessions and to hire a cleaning person and to like get a landscaper. That's great, right? That's great. That's an incredible freedom. And that's a great business. Sounds like a good business to me, right?
Have you ever felt lost about where to begin with the legal side of protecting your online business? Some people say you can just wing it at the beginning and get officially set up later. Not a good idea, by the way. Whether you're afraid to even start working with clients because you don't want to do something wrong legally and then get in trouble, or your business is growing and you sort of forgot to take care of the legal pieces, I've got you. I don't want you to live in fear of the internet police coming after you and your business, but you do have to do certain things and get certain things in place in order to legally and safely run your business online. As much as it just feels like an unregulated wild, wild west online, that is very much not the case. As an attorney turned entrepreneur and former corporate litigator, I can assure you that there are rules. There are real steps that everybody who runs or starts an online business needs to take. And you're not behind at all. We can get you set up and following the rules right away. In fact, we can even do it today. I want to teach you the 5 very simple steps to take to legally protect and grow your online business. You don't need an MBA to be a successful entrepreneur and stay out of legal hot water, but you do need to dot your legal I's and cross your T's in a few key areas that can't be skipped. That's exactly what I'll teach you in my free 1-hour legal workshop called 5 Steps to Legally Protect and Grow Your Online Business. Just head to mylegalworkshop.com, drop in your email address, pick the time, and I'll send you a link to watch the workshop video whenever you have time. This is the best place to begin if you're just getting started legally legitimizing your business. So head on over to mylegalworkshop.com and sign up to watch 5 Steps to Legally Protect and Grow Your Online Business now.
A growth business, however, is when you put the business's needs first and not necessarily your personal preferences and material items, right? In my mind, this is what a growth business is. A growth business also has to be scalable in a way, right? It has to be, in my mind, like it has to be able to grow beyond just you and one-to-one services. So a growth business would be something that you are investing in. And so that is why, in my opinion, that when a business makes, you know, multiple millions of dollars a year, like my business makes, it's not my income. It's the business's revenue that is getting put back into the business most often, right? And so, you know, of course, I'm paying for myself. I'm paying myself a salary. I'm an S corp, so I pay myself a salary. I purchase what I need for the business tools, computers, you know, tripods, mics, all kinds of stuff. But the business is not funding a lifestyle for me, right? And the business itself is my priority. The business is a little plant. Let's take a plant. The business is a little plant that every day I am watering and nurturing and loving and tending. And the idea is that the business is going to continue to grow. The business is not just there to serve me, right? The business is there to grow. And the business is there to help other people grow, right? I'm here to serve my customers first. I'm here to help my team, you know, succeed and to grow their own incomes if they want to, if they want to work more. They could become an employee one day if they want, you know, this kind of stuff. So that's my goal. I'd be so curious for those of you who are here, do you want a lifestyle business or a growth business? Like I said, there's no right or wrong. It's more that with the lifestyle businesses, I think people just don't understand that that's what they have. And they're not telling you that that's what they're like helping you to build. And I think sometimes people go into like their programs and things and they think that they're building a growth business, but this person's just sold them a bag of lifestyle business. But I know that I'm here to build a growth business. I am building a growth business. And like Vanessa Lau mentioned actually in her YouTube video, I think actually it's very helpful to start thinking about your business that way because it took the pressure off of like, she says it changed her mindset from growing her business to building her business. And I would think of that as actually like, it's yes, because you don't always need to be like growing like year after year or something or month after month or something like that. But you can like, but you can think of it in my mind as a, I would say like I'm working on building my business. I am nurturing my business. My business is growing. The goal is to grow my business. The thing I like about the idea of it, I know I'm not trying to like sell anybody on a growth, but I have nothing to sell about this. But the thing I like about it is that it does take you out of it being so like personally attached to the outcome. And I think that like what something that I've just learned over the years is that like if you're very attached to the business, if the business is your lifestyle and you're relying on it for these kind of material outcomes, then I think it can be really like crushing. Like I feel like I think you go through phases too. Like I saw that, is it Lala? She said that like it's hard to imagine having it now before having the other stuff. I think that's true. Like in the beginning, I definitely was like, oh, this is cool. Like I didn't think, I talk about this often, but like, I didn't think my business could get to this size. So I didn't think I was able to build a growth business. So I understand that. And I think there's like, there are phases you can go through where you can be like, wow, this just like got me away from my corporate job, or it got me to be able to support my family, or it got me to, my business was able to support me to get somewhere I didn't think it could. And then all of a sudden you realize you've really got something, like you've got a solid foundation. And now you're like, oh, I could like do this growth business. So I don't think this is something you have to like commit to necessarily. And there's not a right or wrong. I'm just sour on the, I could think the way that people market it to you guys. That's all. Like the whole, you know, I'm a millionaire because my business made $1 million thing. It's like, no, you're not. You need $1 million in assets. And you don't have any assets because you've sunk in all of the things that are not, they're not assets, right? They're not, they give you no capital. These things are like buying a fancy car. The moment you drive it off the lot, plummets in value, you know, a handbag has no value. Investing in real estate, investing in stocks. I mean, there are all these things that you can do with your business that I've done with investing in my business. I maxed out everything, you know, last year to invest and put away. I have a SEP IRA account because I'm self-employed and I have an S corp. So, you know, there are a lot of ways that you can actually generate serious, long-term, actual wealth. It's just that my frustration on your behalf is that that's not what you're being sold by a lot of people online. It's more the throwaway, like, material stuff, right? Yeah. Last but not least, I just wanted to mention, because I'm like, I don't want this to be misconstrued. This, having a growth business can also support your lifestyle. I think it's just about whether or not, like, you're thinking, you're prioritizing the needs of the business. I was fortunate enough in the last year that my business grew enough that it could both be a growth business and, I mean, not a lifestyle business, but that it supports my lifestyle, right? I was able to purchase a new home. It was really important to me to purchase an electric car. I needed a car. I didn't like go out and just randomly buy one, but I had a lease before. My lease was up. I really wanted an electric car for environmental reasons. So it gave me the freedom to be able to do that. It's given me the freedom to be able to purchase some services, you know, things for the home, because I don't have the time or the energy as much. And it's more efficient for me to be, you know, working on the business than doing landscaping or something. So that kind of stuff is like, that is part of growing a business, right? People do that. It's just that I'm always prioritizing the needs of the business first. And by prioritizing the needs of the business first and making sure that I've done everything I could for the business, there's still opportunity to support some of these things that ease up my time, my energy, free me up as a CEO of this business, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm thinking. Let me know if that makes sense to you. Obviously, I am always happy to answer any questions that you have, but I just wanted to provide this to you today because I sometimes get frustrated that in this industry, you're made to feel bad for, like, if you're, you know, if you still love to, like, save money, or, like, I love going to Trader Joe's and I, like, you know, I just went to Stop and Shop. We just moved to New York and, like, Stop and Shop's like a big thing here. It's a grocery store. And they had, like, Boom Chicka Pop on popcorn that I love on, like, 2 for $6. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I get, like, so excited about deals. And I always am scouring for, like, little coupons and coupon codes. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing that says that if you make a lot of money in your business, right, that all of a sudden you're just supposed to be, like, throwing it out the window. Like, no, that's crazy. I'm throwing it out the window for Facebook ads. But no, I'm just kidding. They do fine. But I just don't like that you're made to feel that way. I am so frustrated and over it with, like, the amount of privilege that's baked into a lot of the, like, money mindset things that people talk about, where you're not supposed to care at all about saving any money. And I'm like, that really only applies to, like, a certain group of people, and it doesn't apply to a lot of others. And yeah, I mean, even with healthy eating, I've been on, like, a big health and wellness kick for the last couple of months. And, like, people, you see the comments people make about how people should eat and how they should do this and how they should work out. And I'm like, do you understand that, like, most people can't do this? And, like, most people, like, need to have coupons in order to afford to be able to eat. Like, this is not, like, a normal, we are not in a normal space on here, right? It's just, like, very, very frustrating. And I don't often feel like there are many people telling you that. And I certainly don't feel like I saw people who were making a lot of money who didn't care about, like, I'm not trying to sell you anything for you to make a lot of money, right? I want you to be happy. I don't really care if you make a lot of money. I don't care how many courses you sell. I don't care how much revenue your business makes. None of that matters. I have clients ranging from, like, here to here, right? And it doesn't matter. I have people who are making a ton who aren't happy. I make people who aren't making a lot and are super happy. And I just, like, feel like that's not, to me, what matters. And it's like very freeing for me because I don't sell you anything related to business coaching, but I talk about business a lot because I love it. And people ask me about it. And I've been fortunate to build this business the way it is now. And I've learned a lot of lessons, but I've also felt very lonely in that, because when you get to this place, I'm surrounded by a lot of people who, if they have similar sized businesses, they're not talking about this stuff the way I am. They're talking about stuff the way, you know, that everyone should be picking themselves up from the bootstraps, that if you don't make money, it's because you don't try hard enough. You know, if you wouldn't get COVID if you just ate all these, like, you know, if you made a $40 smoothie every day. And it's just, like, insanely out of touch with what's happening in the world, let alone in America. And it's not accessible for a lot of people. It ignores privilege. It ignores discrimination. It's just very frustrating from my perspective. So when this person said this to me about why I care about saving money, I just like had this flurry of thoughts of like, wow, that's so interesting. There are so many things that are baked into that, of so many assumptions and so many like mistruths about what it means to build a business, what it means to generate wealth, what it means to save, you know, what it means about you as a person if you like to save and all of that kind of stuff. So, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. I will see you soon. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the On Your Terms podcast. Make sure to follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can also check out all of our podcast episodes, show notes, links, and more at samvanderweeland.com/podcast. You can learn more about legally protecting your business and take my free legal workshop, 5 Steps to Legally Protect and Grow Your Online Business, at samvanderweeland.com. And to stay connected and follow along, follow me on Instagram at samvanderweeland and send me a DM to say hi. Just remember that although I am an attorney, I am not your attorney, and I am not offering you legal advice in today's episode. This episode and all of my episodes are informational and educational only. It is not a substitute for seeking out your own advice from your own lawyer. And please keep in mind that I can't offer you legal advice. I don't ever offer any legal services, but I think I offer some pretty good information.